You might have heard about the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, those beautiful tropical islands where India's Navy has some of its most secret and powerful bases. But just a little north of them, about less than 100 kilometers away, lies a small island chain that is suddenly becoming the center of big tension between India, Myanmar, and China. The name of that island is Koko Islands, and what's happening there could change the security balance in the entire Bay of Bengal. The story actually starts way back in the early 1990s. That's when Indian intelligence first suspected that China was secretly setting up a listening post on Myanmar's Koko Islands, a place close enough to listen in on India's missile and submarine activity. For years, this rumor kept coming and going. Some said it was true, others said it was just paranoia. Even India's Navy chief back in 2005 publicly said there is no Chinese base there. The Myanmar junta even invited Indian officials to visit the island to see for themselves. So for a while, things looked calm. But then, new satellite pictures changed everything. Images from Maxar Technologies in 2023 showed something that raised eyebrows. A 2,300-meter-long airstrip, new hangars, accommodation blocks, and even a causeway being built to connect Koko with nearby islands. It wasn't just small construction, it looked like a full military modernization project. Even though Myanmar kept saying no Chinese presence here, but the Indian side was not convinced anymore. Why? Because the timing of this build-up matched China's growing presence in the region, from Hambantota in Sri Lanka to Gwadar in Pakistan and now possibly Koko Islands in Myanmar. Now let's understand why Koko Island matters so much to India. The island is less than 100 kilometers away from India's Andaman and Nicobar Islands, basically right in India's backyard. These Andaman bases are home to India's nuclear-powered submarines, part of India's most secretive defense force. And here's the interesting part. Koko Island lies on the same latitude as the Rambili Naval Base in Andhra Pradesh, where India's nuclear submarines are based. Now, I'm no expert in signal behavior, but two receivers on the same latitude but separated in longitude can influence signal reception conditions. So, if a country like China sets up a radar or listening post there, it can track Indian submarine movement, monitor missile telemetry data, and even capture signals from the Balasore missile test range in Odisha. That's a big security risk. Imagine your neighbor setting up CCTV cameras pointed right at your backyard. Now, jump to September 2025. India's Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh visits Myanmar for the annual defense dialogue. During this meeting, the Myanmar junta assures India not a single Chinese national is present on Koko Islands. Sounds reassuring, right? But here's the twist. When India requested to send its navy to inspect the island, Myanmar just didn't reply. There was just complete silence. This non-response is what is worrying the Indian officials. Because while Myanmar publicly denies China's presence, satellite imagery shows new runways, barracks for more than 1,000 personnel, and even construction work connecting to nearby islands. If you zoom out, Koko Island is just one piece of a much bigger Chinese puzzle in the Indian Ocean. China already has a naval base in Djibouti near the Red Sea. It runs Hambantota port in Sri Lanka, Gwadar port in Pakistan, and is building new ports in Bangladesh and Myanmar. That is a pattern called the Triangle of Death, because these ports form a triangular ring around India's coastline. Now add Koko Islands to that picture, and you have a perfect listening post right near India's most strategic region. The Bay of Bengal isn't just any sea, it's one of the biggest trade routes in the world, connecting China, Japan and Korea with the Middle East and Africa. Almost half of world's trade passes through here. So whoever dominates this region dominates a key part of global trade. That is why China's Yunnan province is now directly linked to the Kyakpyu deep sea port in Myanmar under the China-Myanmar Economic Corridor. This lets China reach the Indian Ocean without passing through the narrow Strait of Malacca, where its ships are vulnerable. In short, it is China's way to bypass India's naval watch in Southeast Asia. I am not saying China is sending ships from Yunnan province. Yunnan province is landlocked. China cannot send ships directly from Yunnan. Instead, goods or equipment are transported via land, road or rail through Myanmar to Kyakpyu. The main goal is to move Chinese goods, energy supplies, and sometimes strategic materials from Yunnan to the Indian Ocean via Kyakpyu. From Kyakpyu, goods can be loaded onto ships for overseas transport. So where does that leave India? Well, right now, New Delhi is in a wait-and-watch mode, strengthening its own surveillance from the Andamans and expanding naval capacity in the Bay of Bengal. But the real question remains, if Myanmar has nothing to hide, why not let the Indian Navy visit Koko Islands? And if the reports are true and China is indeed running a listening post there, then India may soon have to deal with Chinese eyes and ears, just a few minutes flight away from its most secretive bases. Sometimes global power games are not fought with guns or bombs. They are fought with antennas, radar dishes, and silent signals bouncing through the air. And in this quiet island near Andaman, the game of shadows between India and China might already have begun. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.